It's all connected. Welcome to the It's All Connected show on this Monday, February 1st, 2021. And I am here with my lovely co-host.
Yep, Cirque.
Oh, God.
But that's because I was... we're going to do a whole show where I have a problem pronouncing the title, man.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Anyway, this is episode 28 of the It's All Connected program, right here live on reallibertymedia.com and rlmradio.xyz. And today's show is entitled Old Age and Treachery versus Youth and Skill.
Yes.
Who's the winner? Who's the winner?
Who's the winner?
Well, as the old as the old saying goes, and it's kind of a modified version of the saying, but that's all right. Old age and treachery always overcomes youth and skill. But I decided to ask the question rather than assuming that this old saying is actually accurate and true. Does it?
Well, sadly, though, it does, though, doesn't it?
It seems to. It certainly seems to. I have, as you've been watching what's been going on the Redditors versus the hedge fund banksters last week and continuing on into this week with different changes, the Redditors saw this certain group of Redditors called Wall Street Bets. That if you're not familiar with Reddit, it's a website out there.
Oh, I am.
Yeah, it's like a forum kind of thing. Anyway,
it is not a forum, Grimmie. It is the forum, right?
Whatever. It's a forum.
It's the biggest part of the open internet, I would think.
Well, they call themselves the front page of the internet, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, so
I'm a big Reddit fan. What can I say?
All right, I don't use it too much, but I did join the Wall Street Bets group today. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how it goes. Anyway, so last week, this group of Redditors, this Wall Street Bets group, got together. They said, "Hey, look, we're going to take down these hedge funders because they're going after this store." Company,
GameStop.
Yeah, called GameStop, and so they, if you know what a hedge fund is, and you know how these hedge funders work, and they do a bunch of short selling. They want to drive the price of a particular company or asset down by a lot, so that they can make a big profit off of the destruction of that company. And these Redditors said, No, we're not real happy about all that. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna have all our Reddit army go out there and purchase a bunch of these stocks using this website called Robinhood, which allowed people to make stock purchases with no fees. And so they did. Boom! They went out there all on this one day at a certain time, and they drove the price of GameStop up. Way up.
Yes.
And because of that, all these guys, that these short-selling scumbags that love destroying companies so they can profit rather than having the company survive and all these people, not that GameStop is anything, I mean, it's a brick-and-mortar store, and people
don't... I have a GameStop membership card in my wallet.
That's terrific. And when's the last time you used it?
That's a couple of years ago.
Yeah, see, so GameStop pretty much, you know, as most of these brick-and-mortar type stores that sell things that can be obtained digitally, not doing too well. So they were going down anyway. But these Redditor people said, nope, let's push it back up and destroy those short sellers. Boom.
Which is kind of, are you up or down with this?
I'm great with it.
I think it's funny.
No, it is funny, and I love it. It's saying the whole thing, you know, I don't like the most of the Wall Street types of people. There are some good ones, but for the most part, they don't care about the underlying asset. All they care about is their profit and how they can do things. So,
but you know, the whole crowd thing, they could, you know, it can do the same on the algorithms for one.
Sure.
You can like crowd surf that some of those algorithms to pieces.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway,
it's a force to be reckoned with, though, in a digital world, right?
Right. So apparently, they're trying to do this with silver now, because most people,
yeah,
buy and sell silver, what you call paper, but it's not even paper. It's all on electronic now. It's all digital. So they're trying to do this with silver. And they got silver to come up a little bit, a dollar or so, which is kind of trending down now. However, I came across this article, which I'm going to share with you here. And this will be, I'll put this into the blog as well, for later on. But, it's all over there on Zero Hedge, and, Zero Hedge has been one of my more favorite sites for several years. So anyway, let me post this in here before I read it, share it with you. This posted up on Zero Hedge today, February 1st, physical silver premium to paper hits record as market tears it too. So, if you're not familiar with what a premium is on precious metals, it's what they charge over what a distributor of silver, like APMEX, or there's several of them out there, but anyway, it's what they charge over the market price of a particular metal, silver, gold, or platinum, or whatever. But this is focused on silver because silver has been suppressed and manipulated for decades now, decades. And it's been a horrible thing to watch. And anytime you see news come out that says, it shows that, hey, what's going on with silver? We got this news here, and that should mean that the price of silver is going up, and yet it doesn't, or it actually goes down during these times.
One thing is silver, though, Grimnir. They're doing the same to rice.
Oh, yeah, of course. Any commodity, they can do it with.
You know, large populations that are depending on rice for food.
Right.
And they're doing this to the rice market, too.
Yeah, well, it works for any commodity. It doesn't have to be metals or meats or grains or whatever. In any commodity.
No, it's disgusting. It's disgusting.
It is disgusting. And these people sit back and laugh while people starve around the world.
Because they own, you know, they own the physical commodity, plus they own the hedge funding and the hedge market on top of it, right?
Well, they own the futures, and the futures is what drives the price. And the futures is you purchase a contract saying, I think within a month or 2 months or 3 months or 6 months, some of them go out of a year. Anyway, so if you buy a futures contract on a particular commodity, you're betting, you're making a bet, a wager, that the price of this commodity is going to go to whatever point you buy in at.
But because, well, if you're doing fixed futures, right?
Right.
You're not only just betting, you are setting the market.
You are setting the market. Right.
Because you're not betting that the market is going to go somewhere. If you have both the physical commodity and the derivative on top of it, and you're doing fixed futures, Not like swaps and options, but fixed futures, right?
Right.
Then you are setting the market. You are now controlling the market. Whatever price you set is what it's going to be sold for.
Right.
That's a fixed future. I have to sell you this product in 3 months for this and this price.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And you, well, the thing is, and you're saying, if at least in this situation here with the GameStop thing, they you know, the buyers, the short buyers, short sell buyers, were saying, we think it's going to go down to $2 or whatever. And suddenly the price jumps up to $100 from where it was at $10. And now you're screwed, you short sellers, because you've got to buy that. You've guaranteed you're going to buy this on a certain date, and you're hoping for the price that you bet for. If it's suddenly, instead of being $2, now it's $100, well, you've got to make up that other $98. You've got to pay that. You've got to purchase it. That's the contract that you bought into. That's what you guaranteed.
And then you can just add some currency swaps on top of it, right?
Oh, sure.
Because they're doing all the currency swaps right along on top of it. And everything is now so completely diffused and abstract.
And fake. It's all fake. It's all so manipulated. Okay, let's take this back to the end of the topic. Old age and treachery versus youth and skill. Now, at least for a very short time, for a day or two, youth and skill kicked old age and treachery's ass. But then all of the people that they work through, whether it be the brokers that are, allowing the purchase of these stocks with no fees, no transaction fees. Or others around that see that suddenly all of their buddies, their big buddies that are contributors to there in some way or another, whether it be political idiots, which a lot of the political idiots take big donations from these short sellers and other Wall Street types to do their bidding, but also the companies that they go through, the brokerage houses. They also are beholden to the Wall Street folk, to the short sellers for one, and others that are there. So for
I'm just saying, what's the game changer is that they learned. The Reddit community learned something valuable here.
Oh, I think the whole world learned something valuable here.
Yeah. And for that, it's something is going to change, though, right? So it's from that, something new is going to come from that.
Well, what we've seen.
The old world, right? The old world, that was all about knowledge. Knowledge was king in the old world. What you had, today, we're in like the middle of a renaissance.
Right.
Innovations and trendings and trends are happening faster and faster and faster and faster. So that's what you would call like a renaissance period, where knowledge is just growing exponentially. It's insane right now.
Right. With the technology available to be able to make these kind of moves and the crowd, the group, the whatever you want to call it, the Reddit army, and this doesn't have to just be a Reddit thing, and it certainly won't be, but they brought it about, they started it.
But the old and I'm like, I don't know how to say it, the old and treacherous.
Yes, that's proper.
That's okay. They're kind of losing out in the, like a renaissance world, because they're accumulating knowledge and learning from mistakes way slower.
Oh, sure. And they are. They're antiques. They're dinosaurs.
Because they live in hierarchies. So knowledge has to travel first from the people who gain it from the bottom all the way to the top. And before it gets through all the management, it's never going to really reach the top before it can go back down and become to something new. And then you got the young ones right now, right? They're more like amoebas or ants. So new knowledge goes and it's distributed, right?
Right.
And everybody starts inventing and putting something new together, and new knowledge appears and it's distributed.
Exactly.
And the old world, right? They are not going to adapt like that, because they don't have that amoeba-like or ant-like quality. They have to get knowledge all the way up and all the way down from their systems.
Right, but they have had control for a long time, and at this point, they're hanging on to that control for dear life. They're grasping anything they do. And so one of the first things they did was to shut down the ability of people to go out and purchase this particular stock or this GameStop stock. They said, all right, well, we're cutting it out.
The system. Well, they own the system that the young ones have to travel or have to live it under, right?
Right. So that's highly illegal for them to be doing that. That doesn't even fit their poor standards. But then the next thing that happened was after they shut down the ability of these people to go out and, you know, these new investors to sign up with the company and go and purchase whatever they wanted, as should happen in a free market, the very next day, the company that was holding these stocks for these new investors started selling the investors' purchases without the consent or knowledge of the people that purchased those to drive those stock prices back down to get more to the level where the short sellers were at.
But that's, you see, now they're at least they're doing and they're creating something on these people, man.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, it's yeah. Have you ever seen Monty Python's The Meaning of Life?
Sure.
Where the corporate office building breaks loose. and they start, you know, they do a mutiny and become corporate pirates and they, you know, travel the vast oceans of the corporate ocean, which is Hightower buildings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, do you remember the end of what the hell is that show called? It'll come to me. I'll think about it. Yeah. Anyway.
But that's activism, though, right? When you just see these, you know, I think the Reddit community just had enough, though.
Oh, Hitchhiker's Guide. Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Okay, you remember the end of it there? Where all of these middle management type bureaucrat idiots.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they're all, they're all on this planet. And they can't do anything because all they can do is have meetings about this and try to change something, and there's nobody there to actually perform or do anything. And
no,
so,
it's the B-Arc. Don't worry, we'll be right there. You go first.
So that's what these people are. They're there to you know, push, you know, an agenda one way or another, but they got no workers. They got no actual people to perform the functions they're asking for.
and right now they are paying a lot of money to tons of consultants trying to teach them how to operate more like the Reddit users.
Yeah,
but they're never going to get it because they're hierarchical. Reddit is not.
they don't have the numbers and they don't have the understanding.
No. You can never achieve what that achieved if you want to control it. You can only do it if it's not under control.
Right.
That kind of ant-like and collective power display, that you can't control that.
No.
It just has to happen. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, and if you remember, I'm sure you remember, Occupy Wall Street?
Yeah.
Okay, so you remember what they did. All they did was go and sit in the middle of the street there, in the middle of Wall Street, and demand certain things, but they didn't actually do anything. And
I think most of that was fucking orchestrated.
Well, I think it started out organic and then it was quickly co-opted and taken over by the same people that are doing Black Lives Matter at this point. It's the same group. It's the same symbol, that fist that's been used to take over all the color revolutions that happened over there in the Middle East. It's the same people. And they never actually did anything other than go out there and say, this is what we want. This kind of movement, this Reddit army, they actually did something. They actually performed a function that harmed those people that they were going after.
And they didn't agree on what they want. None of those Reddit users agreed on what they want.
Well, they
agreed on what they didn't want. Don't do that. And they agreed on one thing, but they didn't have to sit down and agree on a whole new paradigm.
No. Here's the concept. This is our target, and this is how you perform the function. You go out there and you purchase their stocks. It's just that simple. And that will screw all these people over here that are trying to destroy companies, or that are destroying companies and have been destroying companies for a long time. So, I mean, you know, they lost those short sellers, those groups lost like $7 billion in a day, which sounds like a lot of money to you and me. I don't.
It's not.
Yeah.
But it's a fucking good knowledge for the internet and the crowd to obtain, though.
Absolutely.
Oh, we can do this. Wow.
We can actually do this. We can have an effect.
We can actually do this.
On the financial world that's controlling our lives. And they do. They do control your life through their financial shenanigans. Anyway, back to this article.
Sorry.
That's all right. We're supposed to go off on various tangents. That's our job. It's all connected. Don't worry. Okay, so here it is, Zero Hedge. Physical silver premium to paper hits record as market tears in two. This is the shortage of physical silver is exposing a tear in the precious metals market, unlike any we have seen before. As we detail below, various executives from bullion dealers have explained that the huge demand has left them with zero supply and no source for more for physical silver. So there's not actually any physical silver out there to be had either by you, the retail purchaser, or by them, the commercial purchaser. And so they can't sell you the silver, and what does that do? And while silver future prices, paper silver, have stabilized, which is what I was pointing out earlier.
See? Huh? You still have the digital derivative market on top of something that's clearly broken?
Right. So, simply put, the establishment can print all the paper silver it wants, but there's no physical supply. And that likely ends very badly for those attempting to suppress reality for too long. So, as noted here, over the weekend, online bullion dealers saw such a huge demand for silver ahead of today's moves as the Reddit Raiders, I like that term, Reddit Raiders, prepare to take aim at the precious metals markets. So, it's... Just a little bit of it here. In the 24 hours preceding Friday's market close, SD Bullion sold nearly 10 times the number of silver ounces that we normally would sell on an entire weekend, leading to Sunday's market open.
They don't have it.
They have what they have in stock. And you know, places like SD Bullion and Apex, they got a ton of silver in stock. But they also realize if they sell it at the prices, at the current market prices, they will never be able to replace it at that kind of cost. Because if this takes over, as it did with the GameStop, and the price of silver goes through the roof, rising to $40, $50, $100 an ounce, and now they've got what they sold their previous silver for, they can't replenish. So the silver suppliers, the miners or whoever that have the silver to sell them that they can mint into their own coins, they don't have the stock or supply either, which is terrific, which is the way it should be. Well, once you start making sure that everybody knows that the silver market is a total manipulated game, that what you're paying for silver is so far below the actual value on the current financial markets that you just say, hey, what's going? Yeah, and then so it it raises up some questions.
Yes.
Anyway, it goes on.
Go look up Glencore.
Yeah,
look at them.
Yeah, look at them. Glencore.
Look at them.
Right.
Glencore. They are in the middle of all this.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, the Bank of London is, they're the biggest scumbags, but.
Yeah, Glencore has the miners, the mining companies, they have like the whole chain, and they got the derivatives on top. They own all the transportation. They have the whole chain.
Oh, yeah.
They're nasty.
Nasty, nasty bastards. All right.
And they're a teeny tiny company in Switzerland. Teeny tiny company.
Yeah, well, they can operate out of a P.O. box and make trillions, so whatever.
They put so much in taxes into that little town in Switzerland where they reside that they pay more in taxes than the rest of the community does in, like, years.
Yeah, yeah.
They have to give money back to all of the community down there because, you know, so much money is being laundered right there in that little itty-bitty town of Switzerland.
Right, and Duh here says...
The most nasty people.
They
you know, they mine in Africa, and then they make their deals with the African governments in the countries that they mine in.
Sure.
They make the deal with them that they pay for the power usage. So they pretty much pay the bill for the mining.
Yeah.
Just to have the jobs there.
Well, and they have to, because...
and then they sell it to their own companies for, like, really cheap.
Sure.
And then they sell that to a company in Switzerland. So all of the money that is generated in those trades and all the taxation that should go back to the African company, whatever African company that are actually paying for the mining, doesn't it end up in Switzerland?
Yeah.
They are nasty. And they own all this shit. And they do the same to the rice markets.
Or whatever commodity, like I said, whatever commodity they want to screw with, that's what they'll do. Duh, or Subway Tuna, as he's now currently known, says he knows a bit about mining companies. Well, I can tell you this much, is that the mining companies have been getting actually screwed for a long time because they can't produce the metal at the prices, at the current market prices. So they have to be subsidized. They have to be subsidized to continue producing the metal at the prices that the market is asking.
Because everything got centralized. Everything into these gigantic hedge funds. They buy up everything.
Sure.
And then they buy up all the middlemen and all the cuts in between and somewhere or another. And then they sit there like a giant fat spider. Just disgusting. And they do this to literally every market. They centralize it into these hubs.
Right.
It's nasty.
Yeah.
And then they add tons of speculative derivatives on top of it.
Oh, tons. All kinds of... It's just like, you know, prank bets that people make.
And then they make these little NGOs on the side, right, where they, you know, the IMF-like NGOs that then lend out the money to the people they are looting. So they will have to pay interest on the money that the little money they get back, they give them back as a loan.
Sure.
This is so insane.
It is. It is.
So
it's
insane.
Crazy. It's crazy.
And there are people out there who think Africa is in trouble in the state it's in. Because of Africa.
Oh, well, it's never been because of Africa. I mean, you know, the UK owned South Africa for how long? And so many other countries in Africa have been controlled by European, mostly European interests.
We're literally looting the whole, you know, the continent of Africa.
Yeah, well, China's in that game big time now, too. And, of course, the U.S. is in the game. But, so all of these things where all these warlords control, you know, a country or a city or whatever, that is promoted, expected by those controllers from abroad, whether it be the U.S., the U.K., or France or China or whatever. yeah, they're the ones that are keeping Africa suppressed, and controlled by these warlords by the various warlords, because those warlords, of course, are gonna, you know, say, all right, what do you need from me in order to get you to enrich my life? Oh, we just need you to enslave all your people and get them to do all this nasty work that will, you know, probably kill them within a few years.
Yeah. While we loot the whole thing.
Yeah, while we steal all your resources.
Then we'll lend you money. And the sick part, this is really what gets me, you know. Then the IMF and all their little nasty clubs, whatever,
right.
they lend these country money, and then when they can't pay it, they say, oh, now you got to make coffee beans and soybeans instead of food you can eat on your fields. So now they're making them do cash crops so they can pay off their debts. And then when they go, but then what are we going to eat? Because now our fields are no longer producing food. They say, oh, well, you can buy rice and potatoes and stuff from us.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Sure.
So now they're customers in their little shop, too.
Yeah.
But they're forced customers. And they are not producing food for themselves. They're producing coffee and other shit that we enjoy and that we want to buy really cheap. So they produce them as cash crops.
Right.
They don't even get to do the industrialization of it, though.
Of course not.
No, we buy them as raw cash crops so that it's our workers that get to do the grinding and the roasting and all that. So we get to make all the money from that.
Yeah, if anybody...
It's a corrupted world.
If anybody really wants to investigate something that probably personally could affect them, depending on your habits and such, just look into the whole cocoa market. Most of the cocoa that is produced for companies like Nestle and Hershey and whoever comes out of places like Ghana, where all of the production is done by slave freaking labor. Those people are abused massively to produce the chocolate that you so love. And you may think, well, wait a minute, how could I purchase the cocoa that I want without going through this? There are ways, and you can find that information on the interwebs as well on how to produce non-slave-driven slave labor cocoa. That's just one example, of course. Circus listed a whole bunch of others, but that's one that may personally affect you. That you may want to look into and say, "Hey, I'm not buying from these damn slave driving people."
And at least live in the knowledge of how fucking corrupted these markets are.
Right.
At least understand how really tainted and corrupted these markets are, and how there is no fair trade whatsoever on the globe.
No.
Just. If you at least sit in that knowledge, because when people start, you know, the whole thing about, well, they just can't figure out stuff in Africa and stuff, you're like, we're looted and beaten and are like exploited deeply. They have no choices.
Right, right.
Yeah. Well,
anyway, let me pause here for a moment to mention. Today is February 1st, as I said at the top of the show, 2021. February for realLibertyMedia.com is Donation Drive Month.
Oh,
so here
get
I
the gold up. Yep.
Here I am begging for funding from y'all out there listening. We need funding, so go on over to realLibertyMedia.com and click on that freaking donate button. And send us some cash. There's also a donate button over there on rlmradio.xyz. So get up off your wallet and send some our way. We need your money. We need your cashola.
Ooh, cash.
I haven't changed.
Not silver, though. You don't want silver, right?
Oh, I'll take silver.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll take silver. I'll take Bitcoin. I'll take Dogecoin. I'll take XRP. What else do I got? Most of the coins I have, you don't have, like Dopecoin or THC coin, which is hemp coin. cannabis coin, HTML coin, Espers. Yeah, I'll take all these coins.
Trump coin.
No Trump coin. Trump coins are not only worthless, they have a negative value. And if you have a Trump coin, then you owe somebody something. Cash is preferred, and that's done through a PayPal donate button there. Although it doesn't say PayPal, you'll see it is once you go there. I gave
Flash a little keychain that's a little Trump doll where he's mooning.
So
and then when you press him on the stomach, he poops.
Oh, that sounds lovely. That sounds just lovely.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, God. Anyway, so the old and treacherous are in fear right now. They know that they have to make major changes.
They know major changes is coming, right?
Well, they know it's coming, but they know that they have to try and stay ahead of the game by doing something that prevents people like you and I and the listeners out here. Today, they know that they have to make a change to prevent us from having a profit while they have a loss. They want us to have no profit, and they want them to have massive profit.
I really think in the end of it, they're gonna lose though.
Do you think so?
Well, because their business model is so old and slow, they can't move, and the modern world is broken down into micro. And it moves in a completely different way. And eventually, even the sea will break down the rock. That's just how it is.
Okay. Well, I hope you're right. I do. I don't know, though. I mean, they are very treacherous.
They are. And they got state and government with them, man.
Oh, absolutely.
Nasty people.
Yep. The global banksters are all behind them because that's just awesome. Way to make a bunch of free cash.
Yeah. But what they don't have is that, you know, ingenuity, right?
Well, they do in a way. As far as it, they have ingenuity versus their competitors. And they don't consider us their competitors. They consider we're the victims.
Stuck.
We're the victims. Of them, and whether they consider you livestock or not, which they do.
But you see, the whole disruption of these big monoliths and big elephants, it doesn't really happen where somebody comes in and disrupt them completely and take away their market. It more happens like a ton of small comes in and disrupts them a little bit here, a little bit there, and starts picking a part of their business models.
Sure.
And then they're left with like the empty shell, which is the expensive part, right? Some of these financial institutions, they have what, thousands and thousands of employees.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
And they're up against, you know, they have a complete legacy because they did not start out digital and small and agile. So they have a giant legacy. And that used to be the safe, or, you know, the power of a market was your legacy. The bigger you were, the more impact you had on the market, but that legacy can really fast turn into an anchor. And now it's no longer a good thing. Now it's like this big rock you carry around. And if you're being swarmed, like the banks are right now, the banks are being swarmed on one of their most core businesses, which is transactions.
Right.
And for a long time, I know that in the U.S. and in Europe, too, the banks kind of grew so they wanted to be financial supermarkets. Like they wanted to have everything within them, so they grew to these large, large sizes. And now they're being attacked by these small fintech startups.
Right.
Well, that are just attacking their core business. So what they will be left with is like a big expensive show. But what they were making money on is going to be gone.
Right. Well, they produce nothing. They produce not a damn thing, but they control the prices of everything.
They produce nothing, no.
Yeah. Except for, as I said, destruction. They produce destruction, which is, why...
Centralization. They drive centralization.
Yeah. And now, in the current world, everything is shifting towards total globalization. Rather than being centralized in the U.S. or centralized in Denmark, it's centralized from an unknown point where they can control not just their little geographic area, but the entire planet.
Yeah, but the digital forces, though, are driving towards decentralization.
Absolutely.
Into little microservices and APIs and open networks and all that. A whole different distributed world, though, right?
Right. And they're trying to co-opt, like, all the crypto world, too. They want to be in control of the crypto, meaning they watch it grow and grow and grow every day. And they say, well, we need to do that. And so they try to create a crypto, but they don't decentralize it. They centralize it. They want to be, and it's not actually crypto where it's produced on a blockchain via various transactions. They want to be able to produce it by via fiat, the same way they produce everything else.
That's all they know how to do. It's like these centralized and grow. They're growth based. The other world is not growth based.
No,
it's like knowledge, curiosity, exploration based, right?
Right.
It is growth. It's just growth of knowledge and opportunities.
If you look back at the final fiatization of the U.S. dollar, anyway, and what happened back in 1971 when Nixon removed the U.S. dollar, you know why Nixon removed the U.S. dollar from being silver, have any silver backing?
Why?
Because they wanted to produce as many dollars as they could. And not be accused, which rightfully so, rightfully accused, of
it having no
of producing more money than they had actual metals. Yes, gold and silver, both. So he said, all right, from here on out, the dollar is based on the full faith and credit of the United States of America. It's not any longer based on the silver. You guys in other countries that have loaned us money that want to go cash it in for silver, you can't. All you can cash it in for now is more U.S. dollars. And we're going to produce these U.S. dollars at an astonishing rate. So no matter how much we owe somebody, we've got it. Because all we got to do is press Control-P and print goes crazy. Printer goes brrr. So that's why that's why. So they, and if you look at the inflation that hit, which is also a totally manipulated number, the inflation rate based on the consumer product index, which they shifted around to try and make it look like inflation ain't so bad, unless they want inflation for something like they do right now. But anyway, so they said, you can't go cash it in for metals because it's not based on metals any longer.
But see, that's the whole part. That's the whole thing about the money thing, though, right?
What?
It's not real. None of it is real.
No,
it's not based on anything real.
I mean, what the hell is that? The full faith and credit of the United States. What does that even mean? Credit.
You know what it means?
What?
If you don't respect my authority, I'm going to come whoop your ass.
Oh, that's pretty much it, yeah. But just think about the credit of the United States. At this point, they admit to being $27 trillion in debt. They admit that much. Of course, the number is actually much, much, much higher. But
you do know what the underlying asset, though, of it is, right? That's the labor hours of the American workforce.
To a degree.
Yeah. So when they are all that in debt, that is the government that placed that debt of labor hours on the people. That is how many hours of labor you owe the government.
Right.
That's insane. When you break it down to that, that's insane.
Yeah, well, even now, I mean, if you go and look at, there's a site that charts all the various admitted debts and values and things like that. And they say, if you were born today, you owe $150,000. It's like, wait a minute, I was just born. What do you mean I owe $150,000?
And what's the average labor? What's the average pay in dollars for an hour's of labor in America?
I don't know, $12 or something.
There you go. That's how many hours of labor they already enslaved the newborn with. That's
right.
Insane.
It is insane. And the spending and loaning and debt and all that just grows out of control. And they continue growing it out of control. You probably weren't a fan of Ron Paul back in, like, say, 2008.
Well, not so much, but I was a fan of the energy boost that came through America. It was very uplifting to see so many Americans across so many differences coming together to end wars.
Yeah, not only end wars, but, you know, increase freedom and get the government spending under control. And as I've talked about many times, that the way that they control everything, of course, is through the money. That's how they control everybody and everything. And in order to get freedom, this system must be ended.
It's never going to, unless people, you know, it ends with, you know, and I'm included in this.
Everybody
it starts
is.
And it ends with the taxes. It really does, because that's the basis of all this. Is that we can send, and I'm going to have to say we, because I'm not going to live without, you know, live outside society. I'm not.
Right. Well, the biggest tax, the unseen tax, a thing that people don't consider to be tax, is the devaluation of the currency. You say,
if you stop letting, you know, if we stop letting them tax our labor, then they can no longer sell it.
Well, they don't really need to. They don't need the taxes at all. The taxes are used as a control mechanism. They can tax the hell out of you without ever charging you a dime directly.
Yes, that's what the paradigm of everything is built on.
Yeah, but it's through the devaluation of the currency. Let's say you had $100 in 1970 versus $100 today. What could you buy then versus now, and it's about 30 times what you could buy. You could buy 30 times what you could buy today with $100 back in 1970 with the same dollar. So, and people don't really, you know, they don't talk about it or think about it or look at it and understand that, unless, you know, they walk into a grocery store and they say, hey, I bought this bread for 90 cents last week and now it's $1.10. Well, that's not too bad. It's only 20 cents. Every week, every year, whatever. And it continues to go up that way. Like I said, if you go back to 1970, a loaf of bread was probably 20 cents, and now it's $4. So
I put my hope in this amoeba or ant-like, these organic knowledge systems, like the Reddit community. I'm going to put my faith in that. That's what the future is going to bring. And they have, and they drive the, you know, an increased transparency into everything.
Well, I hope so.
Because that's what they did, you know, the whole thing with GameStop, is that they brought some transparency onto a system. Oh, the system works like this, and I can use it like this, and these are the mechanisms.
Right, and they also brought a focus to the corruption of the entire system.
Yeah.
Which, you know,
Because that is what the newer generations, they're all about the transparency, and they have the technology and they're well used to the technology to go in and create it.
Right, and the various goonerments around the world hate transparency.
They're
thing.
They're speaking about it because they know that the younger generations are going to want it and demand it. So they speak an awful lot about transparency. They do that in Europe, at least. I don't know about America, but
I hear
a lot about transparency.
Do you? Oops.
They know they're going to have to be transparent and accountable.
Well, we'll see about that. they certainly don't want... They don't want to be transparent. They want to continue their games in the shadows.
But there are 15-year-olds out there that can write a Python script or an R script in 2 days that will download and read all the documents on some governmental library in no time and just extract the data to them. So they have a completely different way of mining information, these people.
Sure. Yeah. And
governments aren't set up for that.
It's not the information that they want out there. That's for sure.
No. But that's the next generation are all these. They're going to be all these knowledge and information bots that just trawl through because they can read through pictures and handwritten letters that were taken of pictures 30 years ago. They have programs. You can just, program a bot to go read through all that and extract the data.
Right. Yep. You can do your comparisons and figure out what the hell's going on.
I put my money, when it comes to our little bet today, I'm going to put my money on Young and Skill.
All right. So I would say, unless they get crushed in some manner, more than they were crushed last week, they will keep coming. And new ones will join in and they will keep coming.
And adapt. First and foremost, adapt quickly, come back.
Yeah. And the old and treacherous are going to try and continue on with their games as best as possible. But they will make modifications, build up some firewalls around their system.
That's what you know is going to happen. Lots of regulations now.
Yeah.
You can see tons of regulations on market policies.
Oh, right. And a lot of them are just being done by the companies at this point in time because, they're waiting for Goonerment to push through some new regulations, but they're slow and they're slower than the companies doing the screwing. So,
I don't know about you where you are, but in Denmark, there's a big anti, financial and law movement where people are getting really fed up with these, law people, the lawyers and the financial, the economists.
Right.
People are getting real fed up with them.
Yeah, well, that's been going on for a long time too, though.
Yeah.
I mean, who was it? Who was it that said first kill all the lawyers?
Exactly.
I forget who said that, but that was a saying from the '60s, I think.
Yeah.
Might have been old, man. Might have been way older than that. I don't recall.
Well, I say we do the B arc, though, right? Like in The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Okay.
Well, the story, though, there is that they make an A arc with all the executives.
Vinny says it was Shakespeare who said, kill all the lawyers.
Oh, kill all the lawyers. Hang the lawyers.
Right.
Yeah.
Billy somebody. Billy Shakespeare. Billy the Shakespeare. All right.
Billy the Shakespeare. But then they make the B arc with all the middle managers. And then they tell them, you are the most important one. You go ahead and find the planet, and then we'll join you.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they think a big comet is hitting the planet, so we got to find a new one. And you are the most capable and most important, so you go find it, and we'll join you.
Of course, Earth is canceled, so,
Yeah, well, it was a different planet, though. It wasn't on Earth.
Right.
But it was a lie. The whole comet thing was a lie just to get rid of the lawyers.
Right. Well, they need to feel self-important, that's for sure.
Yeah.
They need to feel special and better than everyone else.
We'll be right there. Just go ahead. Call us when you get there. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't know, I think it's uplifting. I followed that GameStop story, and I thought it was uplifting.
Okay, well, it's still going. Most of the brokerage houses at this point have limited any what they call recent investors, new investors, to a single share of whatever stocks they're trying to buy. You can't go in there. You can't go in there and buy 500 shares, or 5,000 shares, or 1,000,000 shares. Nope, you're limited to a single share, so you can't really. I mean, you would need many, many millions of people in order to affect the cost, the price of those shares, and screw with their bottom line of their short selling. So
I'm gonna be when in a couple of years when everything is, you know, this COVID shit is over and malls open up again and all that.
Wait! You think that's gonna happen?
I don't know. But if I'm ever at the mall again, ever, I will see if there's a GameStop. And then I'll go buy something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the last thing I got was a really neat coffee cup for Flash.
Was it a World of Warcraft coffee cup?
No, it was Joker from Joker and the Batman.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and you're still a WoW player?
I am. I'm playing WoW Classic right now. So, like, the game in its first edition, like, for what it was 10 years ago. Without any of the tweaks or anything. It takes forever, though.
Yeah, a lot of those games, the old games that I liked, they're DOS-based, and so you got to run a little emulator called DOS Window and run them in there. And it just doesn't, it's not the same.
But what's so really cool about it, right? Yesterday I was doing a couple of levels, and one of them is really hard, and I was not, you know, my level isn't really high enough. But the cool thing is, then you just meet somebody else in the game who's the same.
Okay.
And people just hook up. So some dudette or somebody hooked up with me, and then we were two to do the tasks, and it was no problem, right?
Okay.
And you just help each other, and she was real nice, and, you know, she gave me a lot of her, a lot of the goods, and made sure that when she met chests, I got the first loot and stuff like that. And I didn't know her, and nobody, you know. And then we played together for half an hour, completed those quests, and bye-bye, and have a good one.
What's your WoW name?
I'm Charmed.
Say again?
Charmed.
Charmed.
Yes.
And charming.
And, you know, like a week ago, I was playing with some other dude who, you know, we were helping each other through some quests. 3 days later, I get a PM from him in the game with a bag going, I found an extra bag because he knew I hadn't gotten any bags. And you're fucked if you don't have a bag, right?
I guess. Bag of weed.
You can't do any loot. You can't do any loot. So this nice stranger just thought of me. You know, he got an extra bag. He didn't need it, so he sent it to me.
Great.
Which is, like, really neat.
Yeah. Well,
people helping each other. And you don't... There's no reason to it.
No, there's not.
No. You don't get bonuses. Nobody gives you a medal or anything.
Yeah, that's fun. Yeah. Okay.
That's what I like about online gaming, though. People helping each other.
Cool. Anyway, that's gonna kind of wrap up the content. I hope we connected something. I don't know. between the treacherous old fucks and the creative young fucks. again, this is donation month here at Real Liberty Media. So if you got any extra ducats.
Duck it up.
Send them our way.
Time to sell those ducks. Go on the market and sell all those ducks you've been harvesting.
Send them towards Real Liberty Media, and we'll appreciate it, and we'll be around for another year. Hooray.
I am not... I am the cereal killer, though.
Does that mean you eat a lot of cereal?
I really don't, though.
Okay.
Does oatmeal count?
Sure, that's cereal.
Okay. Then, I eat oatmeal.
All right.
Do you eat cereal? Are you a cereal kid?
It's rare. Uh, yeah, I, Sometimes I'll buy like one of those, I don't know what it is, big old bag of generic cereal Cheerios or something. And it'll last me a long time.
Which is like puffed grains of some sort, right?
Like Cheerios. You know what Cheerios are?
That's like puffed grains, right?
No, it's not. It's rolled oats. Yeah.
I don't think I ever had that. Well.
Cheerios. Flash, didn't you ever see Teacher about Cheerios? I mean, come on, man. All right,
I'll take
guys.
my organic oatmeal. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that sounds better. Anyway, thanks everybody for tuning in. To
Yeah, have a good one, everybody.
It's All Connected. We'll be back next Monday with episode 29. And until then, you all have a great week. And stay away from people. They're dirty.
And love each other.
Dirty, nasty people. Yes, love them
and
from
hug,
afar.
Hug pets.
Love them from afar. All right. That's it. All right. Peace.
Peace.